ATA answers DOT on more generous passenger rights. AirTran cabin crews approve a new contract. And airlines are already stinging from fuel price increases. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, April 22, 2011. Yesterday, I told you about the DOT's escalated rules to provide consumer protections to airline passengers. The Air Transport Association of America has responded. President and CEO Nicholas Calio issued a statement which reads, in part, quote, ATA appreciates that DOT shares our goal of providing safe, reliable transportation, treating customers fairly, and providing the best service possible. The airline industry supports increased communication and full transparency, ensuring that our customers always know exactly what they are getting every step of the way. And market forces, not additional regulations, are already providing customer benefits. As the DOT statistics demonstrate, airlines already have made many service improvements, and many of the regulations formalize procedures already in place, including prompt delay notification, one-way fare advertising, and irregular operation contingency plans. We share the DOT goal of continuously improving the customer experience, and our member airlines will implement the new rules as efficiently as possible, unquote. He went on to note that lost bags and bumpings are at recent lows, that airlines are already transparent in divulging a la carte fees, and finished with a little kick in the ribs on the transparency issue. Quote, airlines will continue to work to present a clear differentiation between the fare charged by the airlines and the government taxes and fees, which can account for roughly 20% of the ticket price, unquote. Flight attendants for AirTran Airways have ratified a collective bargaining agreement. 96% of voting members gave approval. The agreement takes effect on May 1st and reportedly provides for increased compensation, improved benefits, and preservation of key service and reliability functions. More than 2,200 flight attendants at AirTran are represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, AFL-CIO. Hawaiian Airlines members of the Airline Pilots Association have donated $14,500 to assist victims of earthquake and tsunami disasters in Japan. Individual pilots donated $9,500, with ALPA's Hawaiian Airlines Master Executive Council donating another $5,000. In presenting the donation to the Hawaii State Chapter of the American Red Cross, HAL Captain Rick Baldwin observed, quote, most of us at Hawaiian Airlines have some sort of link to Japan, whether by marriage, work, or just by the incredible Japanese presence among the people and culture here in Hawaii. We all wanted to do something to help out, not only financially, but to let the people who are suffering in Japan know that Hawaiian pilots are thinking of them and want to help, unquote. Noting the region's susceptibility to earthquakes, tsunamis, and typhoons, Baldwin said of the contributions, which were raised in just 2 weeks, quote, I have always been proud to be a Hawaiian Airlines pilot, but today I feel a special pride and gratitude for the way Hawaiian pilots at our MEC are always ready to step up and help, unquote. American Airlines reports a net loss of $463 million in the first quarter of 2011, driven in large part, the airline says, by rising fuel prices. In a news release, the company reported achieving improved year-over-year results in spite of sharply rising fuel prices that increased 24% compared to first quarter 2010. Including the impact of fuel hedging, AMR says it paid an average of $2.76 per gallon for jet fuel in the first quarter of this year versus $2.23 per gallon in the first quarter last year. That difference totaled $351 million in the first quarter. As part of its cost-saving measures, the airline said Wednesday it plans to reduce its fourth quarter 2011 system capacity by an incremental 1%. That's in addition to the reduction already announced in March, and now intends to retire at least 25 MD-80s this year as part of its plan to address the fuel price environment. The airline also reports it now has 5 777-300ERs scheduled for delivery in 2012 and 13, including 2 additional aircraft for which options were recently exercised. Up next on ANN, SAFE publishes the final agenda for its upcoming symposium. Thrush Aircraft names a distributor in South America, and the U.S. gets its first Rolls-Royce RR300 service center. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed.
Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 22nd. I'm Paul Plagg. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has published the final agenda for its upcoming Pilot Training Reform Symposium. Keynote speakers include FAA General Aviation and Commercial Division Manager Mel Cintron, Cessna President Jack Pelton, and FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt. King School's co-owner Martha King will lead an industry leadership panel consisting of Gamma President Pete Bunce, AOPA Director of Public Relations Jennifer Storm, Jack Pelton, Sporty's founder Hal Shevers, Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters, Diamond Aircraft Director of Fleet Sales David Moser, and Flight Standards Deputy Director John McGraw. Nearly 30 other prominent industry leaders will participate on panels ranging from doctrine, standards, and curricular reform to safety challenges and growing general aviation. The symposium will be held at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Atlanta, May 4th and 5th. Many of the industry's top aviation professionals have registered. Get details at pilottrainingreform.org. Thrush Aircraft, which makes those interesting-looking turboprop ag planes, has named Tropical Aviation Distributors as its authorized sales rep in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and the Caribbean. TAD will also provide expanded service capabilities for Thrush operators in their region. Tropical Aviation Distributors is part of Africare, the Thrush dealer for Africa. This new distributorship, along with several others soon to be announced, are part of a strategic worldwide growth plan for Thrush, which focuses on facilitating easy access to the company's products in the customer's own language and region. Los Angeles Helicopters has been awarded one of only 11 Rolls-Royce RR300 service centers worldwide, and it's the first one in the United States. Mark Thompson, Rolls-Royce Helicopter Maintenance Network Manager, says the company is proud of its addition. Quote, "We are focused on giving our operators the best options for maintenance, and know LAH will offer the excellent support and customer service our customers expect." Unquote. Rolls-Royce requires its repair centers to be approved Part 145 repair stations, have the most up-to-date tools and inventory on hand, and have a clean room for all engine repairs. It also requires any maintenance engineer who works on the RR300 to have attended a week-long training course at its facility in Indianapolis. The first F-35 Lightning II full mission simulator system has been delivered to Eglin Air Force Base's 33rd Fighter Wing in Florida. Training is expected to commence this fall. The Joint Strike Fighter Sim includes a high-fidelity 360-degree visual display system and a reconfigurable cockpit that simulates all three aircraft variants for U.S. and international partner services. The system is the highest-fidelity trainer in the F-35 suite. It accurately replicates all F-35 sensors and weapons deployment. Still ahead, a coalition has formed to protest child pat-downs. The FAA will regulate air tour traffic over part of Florida. And small GA airport managers now have their own organization. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, April 22nd. I'm Paul Plagg. A self-proclaimed travel advocacy group calling itself We Won't Fly says it's organizing a mass call flood campaign in an attempt to force the TSA to stop touching children, as a screener did to 6-year-old Anna Drexel in a mobile phone video which recently got lots of exposure on the web and even in broadcast media. The campaign is focused on TSA Administrator John Pistol, President Barack Obama, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, Disneyland, and other travel industry participants serving families. In the video, the agent runs her hands over the child's chest and groin, as well as checking under the waistband of her pants. Appearing later on Good Morning America, the child's parents said they did not protest the professionalism of the procedure, but they did question its appropriateness. We Won't Fly is circulating a petition, When the goal of 100,000 signatures is reached, co-founders George Donnelly and Jim Babb say they'll personally deliver the petitions to Pistole, Obama, and Napolitano. Donnelly explains, quote, "The TSA never said how modified pat-downs for kids were different from enhanced pat-downs for adults. And finally, we have the answer. The TSA was lying. They are the same thing, and we are opposed to both," unquote. The FAA, in conjunction with the National Park Service, has issued a notice of intent to prepare an environmental assessment and develop an air tour management plan for Big Cypress National Preserve in North Central Florida. According to the notice published in the Federal Register, the objective is to develop acceptable and effective measures to mitigate or prevent the significant adverse impacts, if any, of commercial air tour operations on the natural resources, cultural resources, and visitor experiences of a national park unit and any tribal lands within or abutting the park. The FAA notes that the process will have no authorization over military and routine general aviation operations. The FAA, as lead agency, is requesting comments on the scope of the environmental assessment. Comments must be submitted by May 19th. Big commercial airports have Airports Council International to represent their unique positions and needs. Now it appears the little GA strips will have something equivalent. A group of general aviation airport operators, which began meeting in late 2010, has now officially become the General Aviation Airport Coalition. Richard Lewis, interim chair of the coalition and director of Concord Regional Airport in North Carolina, explains, quote, "There are several excellent organizations that represent general aviation to federal lawmakers and federal agency officials, but these groups do not exclusively represent the general aviation airport. GA airports need eyes and ears on the ground to exclusively look out for policies that impact our airports," unquote. Topics such as the threat of TSA involvement at GA airports and the crushing costs that could bring are on the coalition's radar. Meetings are planned at least monthly via conference call and online, and the group has launched a website to explain and recruit. Find details at gaairportcoalition.org. And finally today, astronomers at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore are celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope's deployment into space. Can it possibly be 21 years? Does anyone else remember Johnny Carson joking in his monologue about how one of the first images from the Hubble was of broccoli hidden behind a dining room curtain in the George H.W. Bush White House? Current NASA Administrator Charles Bolden remembers Hubble well. Quote, "I was privileged to pilot Space Shuttle Discovery as it deployed Hubble. After all this time, new Hubble images still inspire awe and are a testament to the extraordinary work of the many people behind the world's most famous observatory," unquote. To celebrate the anniversary, scientists have pointed Hubble's eye at an especially photogenic pair of interacting galaxies called ARP273. A newly released image shows a large spiral galaxy with a disk that is distorted into a rose-like shape by the gravitational pull of the companion galaxy below it. And just think, until the 2009 servicing mission, which restored parts once thought unserviceable on orbit, it looked as if Hubble was going to be retired. ARP-273, the subject of the new photos, lies in the constellation Andromeda and is roughly 300 million light-years from Earth. And just to avoid any misunderstanding, ARP-273 is spelled A-R-P, not A-A-R-P. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks about the future of connectivity in flight with AirCell's John Wade. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.